it's September again, and that can mean only one thing. The UK's largest free arts festival in Birmingham. And I'm standing next to Sarah G, who's asked me to come along and do some documentary-type documenting, which means mainly mobile devices, for Dancing for the Games. I'm hoping you can explain to me what Dancing for the Games is.
Yeah, Dancing for the Games is a challenge that's been put out to the West Midlands to get 1 million people involved in dancing in time for the London 2012 Olympics. And it's our contribution to the Cultural Olympiad in the UK.
1 million people, so that's 1 in 70, is it, in the UK?
Yeah, something like that. And we want them to do something a bit different. They may already be dancing, we want them to try a different dance. They might not have danced for years, we want them to try and get involved.
How will you know how many people have got involved?
Well, we're counting them. We're counting them at this weekend. We've got a number of different workshops happening. We've got Bhangra workshops, Bollywood dancing. We've got some really energetic people from Two Face Dance in Herefordshire that are coming to do some impromptu dances. We're not going to tell you where they are, they're just going to pop up. And we've also got some dance steps marked out on the pavement, so people can come along and just put their feet onto the steps and learn how to do them. So we've got jive, we've got waltz, we've got polka, two-step, all sorts of stuff.
So, say for example, someone's listening to this right now and they were saying, do I have to be there to dance? Can't I dance at home? Can we say yes, maybe video yourself dancing, or why not tweet, I am dancing, and then send it with the hashtag either, there's a couple of hashtags, you could hash it ArtsFest, or you can, I'm using the hashtag today if you want to follow some of the content,
D4TG, short for Dancing for the Games, D4TG.
I'm glad you know what it is, D4TG, Dancing for the Games, but if you send it out with Dancing for the Games attached in any way and use any of the plethora of hashtags out there, we will find it and we can add you to the numbers. That'd be awesome. I mean, come on, how many different types of dancing are there out there? Whether you want to be doing Russian dancing, Asian style dancing, of which there's going to be loads here today I want a closer look at. You could just do some daddy dancing, drunken daddy dancing, but try it sober, less dangerous.
Just try it fully clothed. We don't mind what you do, just keep it clean, guys.
Yeah, I forgot about the video bit. Yeah. Great stuff. So what's happening next? What do you recommend me go and look at?
Well, the first performance that we've got is a group of Bollywood dancers from Sampad, which is the South Asian dance agency in the West Midlands, and they're going to be showing people how to do Bollywood dancing. So all the kind of stuff that you might have seen in the big Bollywood blockbusters, you might have seen in sort of Slumdog Millionaire, we'll be telling people how to do that today. So
just in case there's ever a lull on the train or in the pub, you and your mates can just set the place alight.
Particularly on the train. I'd love to see that. If anybody would like to do this on a train and then video and upload it to YouTube, we would love that. Thank you.
The challenge is set. Thanks very much. Don't forget the hashtag D4TG. And I'll be throwing, no doubt, loads of content, a bit of video. There's also a posters, actually, which will be linked off that hashtag. So check it out. Speak to you later on. Thank you.
Thank you.